Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Jesus, I just want to read a passage. Jesus said, whosoever can be trusted with a little can also be trusted with much. Whosoever dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for everyone that joined us this morning. I don't know who, what you will cross your path today, but Lord, I do know that you are my rock and my forte. You are my shield and my strong tower. Help us to anchor ourselves to you today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to embrace anything that comes our way, an opportunity to see you work, and Lord, as a change to point out others to you. Let us pray for the Diaz de Leon family, for this Artist International. Pray, thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for this call, TMC call this morning. Lift up the speaker who's going to download the information this morning. Thank you for everyone that joined us this morning. I'm praying for the sick and shut in. Go by the hospital this morning. Touch someone this morning. Touch someone this morning that's going to bereavement, Lord. You know them before, and you know what they need. Lord, it is so good to be good. It's so good to love people and to need people, to need others this morning. Let us all say, God, give us grace. In Jesus' name, let us say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, my dear sister Cynthia. God bless you, Minister Cynthia. And God bless you, my TMC family. Well, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Willa, and I greet you with Kingdom Greetings here in Tampa. And Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And I love how you always tell us it's good to be good and it's good to do good. And if we could all live by that, the world would be a much better place. Well, this is the Master's Call, and we are just so excited to get together here every Monday through Friday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. on Eastern Standard Time and 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. And then if you live where Minister Tiffany lives, you are up before it gets light outside, and that would be 5 o'clock p.m. Well, here at the Master's Call, we're all about seeking the Master every day, about hearing a rich word from the Word of God. And it wouldn't be right if this call was not started with a word from the Lord, with a scripture verse which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that can be found in Psalm 88:13. Now, who put that together, and whose heart did the Lord put that on? He put that on our dear founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, over 5 years ago. And that mission statement, our mission statement, along with that powerful scripture verse, is to enhance, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Now, we praise the Lord for the word that goes forth here. We praise God for the messages that go on here on the Master's Call. And if by any chance you happen to miss a message, the wonderful thing is that you can always go to hear that day's message on the playback by going to 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Which is the same PIN code you put in to get here on the Master's Call this morning. And then if you say to yourself, well, you know, I didn't just miss yesterday's message, today's message, but I want to hear the messages before this message. In other words, I need something that's going to enrich, enhance, and empower me for whatever I'm going through. Well, we got the answer to that, too, because we have a website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. And there's just a whole buffet of messages there just for you. Now, here at the Master's Call, we're all about prayer because that just goes along with what the Master would have us to do. So one of the things we do here is we have you to send your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we not only pray for you here on the Master's Call after the message, but we pray for you in our own prayer time. So we encourage you, if you have anything you need us to pray about and agree with you about, or even to praise God along with you, you can send that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and we will be and we will join you in prayer, and we're just so excited about that. Also, we always extend the invitation to anyone who wants to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Cynthia do, or a host, as you hear me doing, or as someone to bring the word. If the Lord has put something on your heart and you're just so excited about sharing it and you want to share it to a whole group of people, you say, oh, you know, I can do that at the Master's Call. So if that is you, if the Lord is tugging on your heart, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will be in touch with you. We always welcome you to join us as part of our prayer team. Now, Artist International is a wellness company, and it was founded over 20 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. You see, God gave Papa Diaz de Leon a mission, and he shared that mission with others, and it has changed so many lives. Now, there is an exciting conference that's coming up. It's called Ignite Conference. It's going to be held in Houston, Texas on June 10th and 11th. And in order to register for that conference and to find out more information about the conference, you can go to www.events.artistlife.com. Again, www.events.artistlife.com. There is so much other information to keep you informed here at Artists International. And to find out about the latest information in artists, you can go to www.artistlife.com. Again, www.artistlife.com, and click on blogs and USA to pull up the newspaper to find out all about the latest promotions here at Artists International. If you are not a distributor, please get with the person who invited you to this call, and I'm sure they would be so happy to tell you all about the exciting things that are going on in artists and how it can change your life forever. Now, the new morning motivational call is held right after this call, immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, and that call was originated by our fabulous Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted by a fantastic team of leaders, and they will give you vital information that you need to be successful in your artist business. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. So now for the Word of God. I am so excited about introducing our speaker this morning. She is the woman of God who is absolutely no stranger to Artists International. This is a woman of God who loves to pray, prays for you, and is our prayer general. Her name is Minister Brenda Terrell. Now, Brenda Terrell is from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And she was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. And Brenda accepted the Lord under as her personal Savior at the age of 12. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. And I must say, Brenda and Freddie has been married for 37 years. Yay! Praise God. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. Brenda loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and a grandmother of three grandsons, Jay, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculous in many aspects, from healing, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. And we have heard Brenda say that before, and yes, he is. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Jesus Christ with her husband, Freddie. So it is my pleasure and a privilege to present to some and introduce to others our very own prayer general, prayer warrior, esteemed woman of God, lover of the Lord, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, I am, Minister Willard. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and God bless you, Minister Willard. Thank you for that cordial and delightful introduction. I so love and appreciate you, and I thank you for being the woman of God that you are. And also thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with prayer. I give God glory for you. I also want to take the time to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts, who lovingly loves us, and I tell you, we're praying for you for restoration of your health, and I give God glory for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle, who is definitely, I tell you, the wind beneath our wings, and we so appreciate you and love you. I just want to speak with you this morning, TMC family. Thank you for joining us. I want to share with you, since Mother's Day is coming up, Sunday, I want to talk about the virtuous woman, the virtuous woman, and we're going to come out of Proverbs 31, of course. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have ordained this time, and I ask you, Father, that you use me, Lord, that is no longer Brenda, but you that dwelleth in me, Father, that we will receive what you will have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, again, Proverbs 31, it's amazing that King Lemuel started with words of warning from his mother about women. Let's face it, ladies, God made us to be powerful creatures. Real talk. We are powerful creatures. So how many kings or leaders have been destroyed by evil women influencing their decisions? Remember Samson? Or would it be easier to ask how many kings or leaders have not been influenced? The threat was real. The historical record is solid. The consequences, unbelievable. And it started with our first mother, Eve. After giving him some tips on being a man of integrity, King Lemuel's mother knew the characteristics of a good woman, for she wrote the highest description of the most perfect woman ever described. And you could go through there and read it. She wanted her son, the king, to have one woman, a virtuous, God-fearing woman, to be his wife. She did not desire manipulative, angry, selfish, uncontrollable woman for her son. She knew his success depended on one great woman as his wife. We are well aware that back then, throughout many cultures, countries, and generations, the mother would seek the wife for the son. The description of this ideal woman is usually confined in the minds of many. Her ability as a homemaker, as was Martha Bethany, or a businesswoman such as yourself. Sure enough, the virtuous woman is a woman with skills, talents, and a disciplined lifestyle. However, it is obvious that far more than that is meant, because we read the summary of what makes her price far above rubies. Think about that. Now, and this is not talking about how many rubies she's wearing or how many Michael Kors shoes and bags she owns, okay? It is believed that far above rubies is about her spiritual life, and it encounters her integrity, morals, and character. One can almost hear the voice of Jesus back in Luke 10:42 when he said, Mary has chosen that good portion which shall not be taken from her. Women and men of God, it was her worship. Can I say it again? It was her worship. Look at Proverbs 31:29 says, many daughters have done nobly and well, but you excel them all. It means she has done as much, if not more, than Miriam, the leader of a nation's women in praise to God. Miriam praised God. Or Deborah, the patriotic military advisor. What about Ruth? Ruth, the faithful and the loyal one. We know her. And then we have Hannah, the ideal mother to Samuel. And let's not forget my girl, the Shunammite woman, who was hospitable. And even more than that, what about Queen Esther, the woman who risked sacrificing her life for her people? You may ask, in what ways did she excel them all? It was her spiritual and practical devotion to God, her worship, which accentuated every area and every relationship of her life. You know, in 2 Peter 1:5-8, it says to make every effort to add to your good faith, to your faith, goodness, and to your goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love, the love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful we all are in being in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, going back to Proverbs 31, I love that verse, and I'm going by the Amplified Version where she says she opens her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her filled hands to the needy, whether in body, mind, or spirit. You see, she's one who adheres to the Spirit of the Lord. Her lamp doesn't go out. And I can imagine if she was called on at 2 a.m. in the morning to intercede for someone, she does it. She's not complaining about it. She's laying hands on her husband while he's asleep, speaking peace, love, and joy over his life. When she opens her mouth, they're words of wisdom and encouragement, not nagging about every little thing. Hello, I've been there, okay? I can confess, I used to be a nagger, okay? I'm telling you the real. But let's take a look at verse 22. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. And according to Isaiah 61:10, it says that I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. Wait a minute. Is this an eternal taste? It has an eternal taste to it. Let's look at this. What about Revelation 19:8, where it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. You mean to tell me that King Lemuel's mother is describing the church? The body of Christ? Let's look at this closely. You see, the significance of the virtuous woman is the church. Her light never goes out. Revelation 22:5 has said, and there shall be no night, and they need no candle, neither light are the sun, for the Lord gives them light. And that's according to verse 30-31. Favor is deceitful, And beauty is vain, is what it says. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Very, very productive. So this woman is a productive woman. This woman has values. This woman has morals. This woman has integrity. This woman has a character of the true and living God. Let's look again at Revelations 22, 12 through 14 says, behold, I come quickly. This is what Jesus has said. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. He says, I am Alpha and I'm Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So, we look at the description of this virtuous woman of those days, but the general outlines equally suit every age and every nation. Okay? So not only did King Lemuel's mother describe a great and noble woman for her son, she was given the revelation of the characteristics of the church. So let's look at some of them. The church, the virtuous woman, is a prepared woman. The church, the virtuous woman, is a trustworthy woman. The church, the virtuous woman, is a smart woman. She's a generous woman. She's a fearless woman. She's a strong woman. She's a kind woman. She's a prosperous woman. She's a wise woman. She's a praying woman. She's a woman who handles her family well. Because remember, it says her children even praised her. Above all, this woman honors God and his word. So when we look at Proverbs 12 and 4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Can I say that again? A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. So our husband, being our Lord and Savior, we should be a crown to him. We should honor him in all our ways. We should respect him and not be a hindrance, not be disobedient. So most modern women, you know, and wives in this day and time, they don't know about respecting their husbands. They don't know how to honor and to be a blessing to their husbands. Why? Because for the most part, they had not been taught. You know, the word tells us, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they become old, they shall not depart from it. And but yet we have lacked our time of showing women and young ladies how to be a lady, how to be a woman of honor, how to live with integrity, how to be kind, how to not be complaining and nagging and talk about everything that's under the sun except about the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We fail to teach our children, our women, how to be a blessing to the masses. So we look at the virtuous woman, and the question stands, do you know who she is? God wants it to be you and I, the bride of Christ. So in closing, we have our work cut out for us. We have to realize that we got to be examples to the world. We got to be examples to our children. We got to be examples to other women and even men, because we are the body of Christ. Remember, it says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you, my love, excel them all. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back for his blood-washed virtuous woman, and his reward will be with him. Glory to God. I hope you got a thought from this message this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful, blessed Mother's Day. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise God for that word, that powerful word, Minister Brenda. The words I took out of that, she made the comparison of the virtuous woman to the church, morals, value, integrity, kind, prosperous, worthy, wise, praying, fearless, trustworthy. Oh, there were so many words where we can look at it and say, now that's just how the church should be. Like that virtuous woman that's described in Proverbs 31. And if we look back at our moms, we can say, thank you, Mom, for being that virtuous woman. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, we are eternally grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you so much for the word of God that Minister Brenda brought to us this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that you empowered her to give us a glimpse of how we should be, how the church should be, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lock hold onto that. Father, we lock hold onto how we, the church, how we as women should be, how she compared the church, the virtuous woman, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and even to submission to the husbands as we are submit to the how we are to be submissive to our husbands, as we should be submissive to God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for where we have strayed and where we have not done that. Now, Lord, I ask that you continue to empower Minister Brenda, that you pour back virtue into her, that you continue, oh, God, to gird her up and bless her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving us the word, the power of prayer, Lord. And so we lift up our prayer requests before you. Father, those our family members, oh God, who are being challenged health-wise, oh Lord, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts before you. We know that you said that healing is in your wings. We know that you said that by your stripes we are healed, so she is healed. Father, we thank you that Mother Veronica is healed, and I'm talking about Minister praise the Lord, but Minister Benita's mother. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've touched her, Lord. Father, we thank you that you said to speak the word and she shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for going by and touching Minister Jackie's father, Lord, and all the others that we have been praying for. We thank you so much that you are faithful for doing that in the name of Jesus. And Father, for those who have financial needs, for those who are just trusting you, Lord, you said you supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we take hold and lockstep in agreement with that in Jesus' name, because you said we're two or more together, you are intimate. So whatever is on the heart, the Lord, of your children who are here, whatever they've been praying to you for, whatever, Lord, they're trusting you for, you said to trust in you with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. And while you're doing that, you will give us peace that passes all understanding. So do that for your children today, I pray. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, what you've done, and what you've yet to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, my TMC family, for joining us this morning. Again, Minister Brenda, thank you for that rich word. I will call you back to give us the benediction in just a few minutes. Now, remember, you can go to www.events.artistlife.com to register for the Ignite Conference in Houston, Texas, on June 10th and 11th. Again, you go to www.events.artistlife.com. Let's take that word we heard today. Let's say it. Let's believe it. Let's live it. Again, my family members, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. All the mothers, all the aunts, grandmothers, nieces, whomever you are in the form of somebody of a woman to another woman, I wish you a happy Mother's Day, because everybody is a mentor to somebody. So that makes all of us mothers. So until next time, my family, I love you. Go out with the love of the Lord. And Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, God bless you. Now unto all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all times. Amen, amen, amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.